This is the Kindy Rockstars Podcast, Season 4. Bringing you incredibly talented singers, artists, creators, and producers in the genre of children's music. I'm your host, Patrick Adams. Each episode will feature songs, albums, videos, or live performances, along with great stories from the artists themselves. Kindy Rockstar Season 4 is proud to be supported and sponsored by Waltmania Public Relations, serving the family entertainment community for more than 20 years. And now, on with the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Kindy Rockstars. Joining me tonight from Gold Coast, Australia, is Jacinta and Carl, otherwise known as Alley-Oopsie. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Thank you. Well, to meet you, Patrick. It's good to be here.
It's great to have you on, and let's learn a little bit about you guys. Tell us how you got into making music for kids and what inspired the name Alley-Oopsie, which I really love.
I might take that one, Jack. Long story short, the songs have been around for quite a while in various stages of, I wouldn't say undress, but various stages of completion. And the timing wasn't right. So I think it's about 5 years. Alley-Oopsie has been around as a concept. And I had written some songs, had another friend of mine who sang. Her name was Allison. And I think I used to call her Allie. And it was never about her, but I think it just came out one day. I was writing a tune and I had the tune Alley-Oopsie. And that's as deep as it got. And so the name was there. And then things didn't work out. She's a beautiful lady who does writes kids' books and she's a mum and an actress. And so timing and situation wasn't right. So it just sort of put things to bed on the back burner for a bit, and it's been there for a while. But and then one fateful day I met the illustrious Jacinta, who we sort of work in a similar industry, and I'll let her tell that little anecdotal story.
All right, on to me. So yeah, we both work in radio. We do voiceovers as well. So professional voiceovers here. Hello, hello. And one day we were both doing a session together. And once that session was over and work was complete, Carl asked me how I felt about children's music. Random, okay. No, I love it. I love children's music. And I actually do. I was a bit obsessed with the band in Australia known as High Five. And so he said, well, I've actually got some music here. Would you be interested in having a listen and maybe singing along at some point? And I was like, absolutely. So he sent the tunes over. I had a listen. I was like, yeah, these are some bangers. I like these a lot, actually. So next thing you know, we're catching up. And it was pretty good.
It was pretty quick, too, because I mean, I remember you, I think I directed that session and Jacinta was the voice talent. And I remember just being amazed. I've always liked her voice, but just how she took direction and listened and got things done well. And then I think I was complimenting you and you said, I can't remember the exact words. You said something about, you know, your mum would be proud that she'd spent all that money on you as a kid or something and you're acting, whatever it was.
Yes,
and so I made that trigger the thought that, yeah, you're a stage kid. So
yeah.
That was the idea.
A triple threat.
And we were together, a couple of weeks later, we were in the studio just mucking around at work.
Yeah,
and yeah,
thankfully we know a guy who's got a studio.
Yeah, it helps for sure. So that was the connection.
So the voiceover work that you do, is it for like commercials, TV shows? What kind of work was that?
Commercials predominantly, radio predominantly, some TV every now and then, a bit of web stuff, some directional how-tos and things like that. Sometimes companies want us to direct new employees on onboarding and things like that. So it could be a mix of anything, but predominantly radio ads. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we both worked there for ages. So I've been doing radio since the late 90s. And so it's just one of those things. You happen to be around the building and you don't stutter too much, so please come in and say some words on this, and you just fall into it. And you know, it's not like I don't know about Jacinta, I never actively sought to do it, but just because that's the nature of the industry, I think it's Johnny on the spot sometimes, and here we are.
Yeah
So the dynamic of Alley-Oopsie, so Jacinta, you are the singer, correct?
So
I am, correct.
what are the various roles in the band?
Well, being just the two of us, it's pretty much I get to be the face and the voice, and Carl gets to go behind the scenes and write all the tunes.
Yeah, we're like Elton John and is it Bernie? So
There you go. Bernie
and
Taupin. Yep.
that's right. But no, I think we are a duo at the moment. We'd love to be a full band, and if we are very embryonic, so we're very much at the early stages, and we desperately want to play live somewhere. So we have backing tracks and us, we can do that, but I'd love to do it with a full fleshed out band, and just the mechanics of organizing that, and I don't know, is there money involved in paying people? We don't know those sort of things yet, so we've got to, figure out our way, but that's the goal. I'd like to be, the songs are songs, they're not just little, ditties that have a guitar in it. So there's drums, there's bass, there's guitar, there's a bit of keyboard, sometimes some brass, and so getting all that and doing it justice is the goal in the future.
I
So
once
at the
had a
moment,
friend liken us to Fleetwood Mac for kids.
interesting, interesting comparison.
If that was
Fleetwood
their
Mac can,
opinion. Yeah.
well,
Not their
hopefully you
biggest.
can go on to be as successful as Fleetwood Mac was.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, with less inner sort of weirdness.
Yeah, without the turmoil and behind the music stories and all that stuff.
But yeah, so that's how we started, and I as I said, I had most of the songs, and Jacinda just the keys were right, and we didn't have to change much, and then Jacinda just nailed instantly the vocal, and I would have been how long? A month, maybe a little more. We decided let's just go into a studio, and actually, I've never been in a proper studio with a a proper engineer, and we did, and the luck was we went to a studio here in Brisbane that is also the home of an ARIA award-winning kids album. We didn't know any of this at the time. You've heard of Bluey, right? Apparently the whole world is enamored with, well,
Obsessed.
Bluey, yeah, and Jacinda itself is desperate. So if anyone from Bluey's hearing this, you need a character
Put
that's
me
not
on,
desperate. But yeah, the album was made as at the studio we were adventuring into. We have to meet Joff, the guy who writes the music, and it was just, we're in good hands. So we thought, okay, we've lucked onto a decent place who knows kids' music. So a place called Alchemix, if you want to do an album in Brisbane, that's your go-to place for kids' music. And or although I must say, Andrew is not a kids' music producer. Can you describe him once again?
He is big, bushy beard, complete tats all over, loves his metal music. He's hilarious. But still tapping along to Ali Oopsie, putting his best work in, getting it stuck in his head, as he says.
Always on Instagram. He's a fan now, but it's actually
Yeah.
good to have someone who's not of that. To someone who respected the music was a valuable sort of starting point. So we're very happy
Yeah.
with that result.
Yeah.
Well, very
Great
cool.
producer.
That is a good segue into the album. It's All About Fun, and it sounds like it was fun.
Yeah.
So talk about the album as a whole. What sort of things conceptually went into it, and was there a theme, or was it just a collection of fun songs?
I'll take that one. Themed in a way. I mean, I had this meeting with a guy once who was involved in sort of the people who give grants to acts and stuff, and he happened to be coming to the radio station, did a commercial. I was chatting to him about the kids' songs, and he sat me down one bit of coffee, and he said, "Okay, what's your, whatever the word was, your agenda, your, what's your, what are you aiming at?" And I thought, well, I just did some kids' songs, and I wrote some songs that I liked, and I thought maybe some kids would like them. There was no agenda initially. But then maybe reverse engineering that, I came to the point that there's a theme, obviously because I wrote them all from a certain angle, and I think it all comes down to, I mean, I have three children myself, and you go through a lot of enjoyable experiences with young people and their life and experiences and anxieties and growing up, and I think if anything, there's a positivity theme to the album, like maybe facing anxious moments. Somehow encouraging activity, getting outside, doing things. The songs, I mean, the songs are now from a girl's perspective because Alison is no longer with us, but Jacinda is. Jacinda sings them beautifully from a girl's perspective, and there's a bit of girl power in there too. So it's a little bit of that, not intended, but it just happens to be that there's a song about a girl sailing. There's a song about, you know, facing up, because I'm happy today, facing up to things you never, there's a theme there, but it wasn't intended. I think it just comes from a spot where we want to be encouraging and positive and get kids, you know, motivated and, you know, not to be too set on facing the negatives. You know, it is all about fun in our perspective, and that's where it all came from.
Very cool.
An adventure.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we're going to feature five songs from the album. So we'll kick off, fittingly enough, with the song Alley Oopsie. So talk a little bit about what this song is about, and then we'll play it for everyone.
Great.
I think that's me. We've divvied up these songs, so I'm just talking too much. Alley Oopsie. So I think this song is like our About Us page on a website. It opens the album. It's the first song on the album. It's very simple. It's a very positive sort of dancey beat. And it just says, hey, this is who we are. This is how you say our name. This is what we're up to. And there's even a verse that teaches you how to spell it. So that's a handy little hook to have in there. About writing it, one of those children I mentioned before, my oldest son, he would have been about 10 when I wrote this song. And he's notorious at being a little slow at getting ready to go out. And I just remember the day we were heading out. It was like a Saturday morning. And I walked into the room to get him motivated, put some shoes on or something. And I just picked up his guitar and said, I'm going to write a song before you put your shoes on. And instantly, the chords that you hear in Alley Oopsie are what I, because I said, I don't write a lot of like major chord songs naturally. So this one, I thought, I'm going to write a major chord song and just strummed the three chords and said the words, Alley, Alley Oopsie. And thought, hey, that's actually not a bad little hook. Got my phone out, recorded it, went outside and off with the family, and then came back and worked on it. So very, very simple. And then obviously had to flesh out the lyrics. And what do you think about the song, Jacinda?
I liked it. It was really fun. It was very, like you said, it was a major key, so that was surprising. And I really liked the chant. I took that as an opportunity to create some very easy choreography. And I thought, you know, this could be a fun way to go a little bit viral, maybe, if we get enough children that I know to try out this little chant and we can get a little cheer going. So if you feel like going to YouTube and checking out the cheer chant, then feel free to show us your own.
Yeah, we've made some videos, and this is one of the we've recorded six. Three have been up, have been made, and this is the first one we did. This is actually the first song we recorded too, the very first one. It was just a good starting point.
Yeah, like you said, it's a great way to introduce ourselves to people.
Absolutely. Sounds like it. All right, well, let's meet Alley Oopsie. Here it is. Alley Oopsie by Alley Oopsie.
Everything, and we like to play. We like
And that was the song Alley Oopsie. All right, the second song we're going to talk about is called Happy. So tell us about this one.
Oh, this is one of my favorites. So Happy is another one that happens to be in a major key randomly, but it's also one of the easiest ones to sing. It's great key. And also the lyrics are so silly. And that's probably my favorite thing about it. Like eating jelly beans with a fork, which just, when I first heard that, I was like, how do you even, it doesn't matter. It's silly. We're being happy. So that's my favorite thing about it. I actually, funny anecdote, I have a sister call me up when the album was first released on Spotify, and she rang me and she said, Happy is definitely my favorite. Also, it made me cry. I was like, oh my God. She's like, but I'm also pregnant. Oh. So, you know, there's that. The hormones could be playing into it. But yeah, it seems to be a crowd favorite because it ranked up, the views went straight up. It was great.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's a very short song. I almost didn't put it on the album only because I thought, is that really a song? It's only a minute and a bit long or something. I think it was just under two. And I always found it hard. It was a bit of a jangliness to the song itself. It's a bit sort of stabby. And just I couldn't quite get the drums and the guitars and everything just to sync as I heard them in my head. And then so it sort of, it's been around for a while, but it wasn't really going to make it on the album because I just couldn't. And then it was later in the recordings. We took about a year to record everything, you know, song by song. And towards the end, it's sort of, okay, it's ready. It's sort of good as it is. There's no, you know, thing that needs to be too tightened up now. So it just, yeah, I'm really glad. And the fact that Jacinta's sister had heard it and was crying about it was a... that child is nearly about to be born. So it's about, you know...
Yeah, any day now. I know she'll be playing in the birthing suite.
Awesome. Well, so, congratulations ahead of time on that one.
Thank you.
So we'll dedicate this to her. Here is the song, aww, Happy by Alley Oopsie. And that was the song Happy. All right, next song is the title track. It's All About Fun. So, It's All About Fun. Tell us about it.
Well, it is, isn't it? Well, we hope it is. Life in general, all about fun. Because, actually, I have a story of this song. This is my, I call this, with no ego in involved, my Paul McCartney song. Only because, and nothing like the great Sir Paul. But I dreamt this song. So, you know how he has that, Yesterday, one of his most famous, beautiful songs. And he woke up apparently with that melody in his head and tells a story that he went around asking everyone, you know, whose song is this? What am I copying? And then a week or two later, he dawned on him that, no, that was mine. And he dreamt it. And I think I'm a bit more big-headed than Paul, because I thought instantly, that must be my song, because I've dreamt it. I'm hoping it's not somebody else's song. But yeah, I woke up one morning. I still remember the, it's like 4 to 5 in the morning. I woke up. I must have been in the right part of the dream where it was still fresh, and lay there thinking, I've got to remember that, got to remember that, got to remember that. And just lay in bed until I was dozing again, just before 5 o'clock, and got up, went to my little studio down here where I am now, and just found it. I got the guitar, got the phone, and noodled around, found the chords and the notes, recorded it. And then by about breakfast, 7 o'clock-ish, I pretty much had that tune in shape. It wasn't anywhere near lyrics or anything, just the feel. And I'm really happy I did, because that was late in the piece. I mean, we had probably done 7-8 songs on the album. And then I thought, well, we've got to squeeze this one in. And then it became, to me, the encompassing title song, because it is sort of what it's all about, the rest of the tunes. And yeah, I think I'm really glad that I went to sleep that night, because it sort of came out. And, you know, thank you to whoever, you know, subconsciously gave me this melody, because I really think it's a tough one to sing, though, apparently, Jack. Ooh, tells me.
Yeah, yeah. As much as it's an amazing song, singing it, because it's got a lot of energy, so you want to be bouncing around, but there's also not a lot of space between verse and chorus, so you got to be fit. Can't be sick on that day. But in saying that, the lyrics are amazing. One of my favorite songs for lyrics. The simple way to win it is to live it when you're in it and to give your smiles for free. I mean, how beautiful is that? And being someone who can suffer with anxiety every now and then, it's a great little reminder to just calm down and focus on the now and just smile and things will be okay. You're all right. Just live it while you're in it. Don't have the FOMO of what's happening over there. Don't worry about it. Just live it when you're in it. Give your smiles for free. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I think I saw that quote on your website, right?
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was actually... I'm not a good lyricist, as in I'm not like, you know, Ed Sheeran, who writes 5 songs before breakfast and fully fleshed out. Mine is like, I'm very comfy writing tunes, but then I struggle with words. And that one sort of came together nicely. It was because it's all about fun. There's the bit in the start about, you know, the cat and the fiddle. You know, that to me is a reference to the, you know, little dog laughing and stuff and the cow jumping over them. It's all that fun. But then towards the end, that's when that last verse is, you know, I think it starts with, if you find your head is wishing for the things you think you're missing and the fun is hard to see. I'll be open. I've got a thesaurus out and went online saying, how do you beat anxiety, and found some positive. I thought, how can I make that into a tune? And I think the last verse, I'm proud of that. I mean, I'm not a lyricist, but I'm proud of what that says. I think it says it succinctly enough, and in tune and in rhyme. So I'm glad that came together.
You've got bars, man.
Excellent. Well, everybody enjoy Carl's Paul McCartney moment.
Yes.
And the song "It's All About Fun" by Ali.
Don't sue me if I didn't dream it. If it's somebody else's, I don't want to hear about it.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3. There's a song, there's a riddle, there's a cat and a fiddle, there's a jump over the moon. There's a fun and a laughter, there's a happy ever after on a lazy afternoon. It's all about fun, yeah, we're having fun.
And that was It's All About Fun. All right, we divert a little bit into robots. And the next song is Robot Dancing. So tell us about this one.
So this one's got some sound effects in it. I really like that. It's got some beat bops and some gears churning. And Carl features in this one as well as a robot, which is kind of cute. Got a nice little sound effect in there. That was fun. And also, we just filmed the music video for this one, which meant that I got to make a robot costume, as I think most people have done at some point in their life, got a box out and covered it in alfoil. So that was fun. Not easy to get in and out of. I found out the hard way. Once you're in it, you're in it. So we had to film that one pretty quickly so that we could move on. But yeah, I'm really excited to see if anyone that comes along to any live shows brings along their own little robot costume. I think that's what I'm looking forward to the most with this song.
Yeah, I thought this song would be, I have no perception of what people hear our songs like. And this one I thought would be an instant sort of something that people were drawn to because it's about robots and about dancing. And I think I look forward to, if ever we get to play live in front of a nice crowd, is to see all the little ones doing robot dancing. I think because Jacinda's, you know, up the front, I'm just going to be playing the music at the back, but I will know we've done something nice when I see that. Because actually TikTok, when you're probably well aware, I didn't know this, but when you upload your songs through one of the distributors, they put your songs everywhere.
Yep.
We're on Spotify, we're on whatever it is, Apple Music and YouTube and all these places. I didn't even know. And then I did a vanity search for Ali Oopsie, and there's the robot dancing song on a TikTok video someone's put up there. I thought, we've made it. And I think they had like 3 views, so I think we're pretty up there. But it was just, you know, it goes everywhere. And this was the one I thought, you know, virality would be brilliant if everyone just did a TikTok robot dance to this song, but nobody knows it exists yet, so we'll give it time. But it was just, I like the tune, I like the robot voice. I think Andrew, our producer, did a great production on it. And what I did like also is there's a piano bit that comes in at the end wasn't there originally when we made it. It was very mechanical and it had all the, and then the, I think Jacinda was saying that it's a nice balance between the tech and the natural, the piano. And I like the melody. It just came after the song was recorded, we went back and thought, I've got this melody to go with it now. Can we add this? And it just comes in nicely. I like the way it goes out towards the end. So that's my highlight, is that bit.
And the unusual structure as well is a bit fun to it. It's not your usual structure of the, you know, first chorus. It kind of just takes this journey.
Very cool. Well, if there's a couple of crowd pleasers for kids, robots and dinosaurs.
Good to know.
That'll be on the next album. Dinosaur dancing.
Will be dinosaurs next.
All right, well, let's play it. Here it is, Robot Dancing by Ali Oopsie.
Robot dancing. Robot dancing. Robot dancing. Robot dancing.
I go beep, I go bop, I go tick-a-tick-a-tick-tock. I go bop, I go beep. Groove, I'm robot dancing.
And that was Robot Dancing. All right, the last song we'll talk about here in our song feature is The Girl Who Can Fly. Tell us about this one.
Yeah, this is an older song. I've had it for a while. And even before I thought I was doing kids' songs, I had this song. It was like more of a mature sounding, as you, again, it's a minor key, and it's a waltz sort of, I'm not sure, is it 3/4 or 6/8? I don't even know. But it's an unusual time. But the way we've performed it, I think it's a nice kid song, because I love the world of nursery rhymes. And I think this is a nice little snapshot of a moment in time in what would to me be a nursery rhyme world. You remember there's an old, I often think, I think it's a nursery rhyme, Dr. Foster went to Gloucester. I don't know if you had that in America. Mm. I'm from an English background. So my parents used to always say, Dr. Foster went to Gloucester in a shower of rain. He stepped in a puddle right up to his middle and never went there again. So, and that was it. And a few things from that hit me. One, it didn't rhyme very well. But two, this is a 7-8-year-old, little 6-year-old listening to this. I'm thinking, well, who is this doctor? Where's Gloucester? And why is it raining? And why is he not professional to keep going, even though he got wet? And he's, someone's dying and he's not going. And I used to live in that world of nursery rhyme, if you know what I mean, what was around the words. And I think the images in the books that I had of these sort of really built up a real place. And I like that idea for this song, because The Girl Who Can Fly to me is, from a very literal perspective, an acrobatic group have come into town, something like Cirque du Soleil, but on a small version, come into a small Queensland regional town, and there's a little girl in there who's watching them. And she's, maybe peering over the fence, and all she can see is she can't see past the caravans, and there's a girl occasionally flying in the air because they're doing their practice behind and she can't see the trapeze stuff. So that was what I had in the head writing it. But if you want to go deep and meaningful, there's probably, I wish I could fly like that. There's an aspirational aspect to the song. So that wasn't intended, but if it helps us get more listens, then yes, it's deep and meaningful. But
really, I think that's what attracted me to the song, was that aspirational sign. When you sent me the music before we'd even met up for it, and you said, this is just an example of what I've got, that was the first song that I immediately was drawn to. I was like, this is great. This is such an unusual sound for a kid's song, with the minor key and the waltz timing. And then there was this hint of girl power in it too. I was like, yeah, this is really cool. I like this a lot. The Girl Who Can Fly. I want to be the girl who can fly. So yeah, definitely,
I think
one of my favorites.
That made us think that we can do something, because when you came in, you did a demo, you sang on it, and it's, I'm not a singer, but I don't imagine it being an easy song to sing, because you're holding some big notes in the verse and the chorus.
Yeah.
And so when Jacinta did that, I remember thinking, yeah, there's some substance here to work with. So it was a good song from both. If you liked it, then I liked it. It was a good sort of stepping stone into the project.
Mm. Very good. All right. Well, let's check it out. The Girl Who Can Fly by Ali Oopsie.
Up in the sky with the clouds rolling by, there's a girl who can fly with the greatest of ease. How can she fly like that? She must be an acrobat, rolled into town with that circus trapeze. Up in the sky, tumbling by, the girl who can fly. Twisting and turning, the fire breeze. How can she fly like that? She must be an acrobat, rolled into town with that circus trapeze. Up in the sky, tumbling by, the girl who can fly. Like a ballerina in the sky, pretty ballerina. Ballerina to the waltz, ballerina summer salts, over and over.
best of ease. Wish I could fly like that, then I'd be an acrobat and roll into town with that circus trapeze. Up in the sky,
and that was The Girl Who Can Fly. That wraps up our song feature. The album is called It's All About Fun. So let everybody know where they can stream, download, purchase that song, and how they can find and connect with you both.
We're on all of the streaming platforms. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram. We're on YouTube. You just got to search Alley Oopsie Music.
Yeah, on YouTube, you've got to be careful because, as I said before, is it DistroKid? They created a YouTube channel that we didn't have any, you know, control over. And so their songs are on there and had hundreds of views. The one we spoke of, Happy, had like 700 views in a couple of weeks. We go, ah! But you know, ours haven't had that many on our own channel, which we've only just created a couple of weeks ago. So feel free to look for the ones with the videos, not just the songs on them. So that'll be helpful for us.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. I go out and find mine and create a playlist on my own YouTube channel that grabs those audio versions. So I noticed that as well. So I also use DistroKid. So
all right.
Great tip. Thank you.
All right. So so what's in store for the rest of the year?
Jacinda's going to be an auntie again. That's a big thing. Musically. Yep. So we are making some videos. We've got three videos made. We've got three more recorded, and we'd like to do another three. So it'll be just on our YouTube channel, just to get some profile. The whole goal is to play live because, as I say, it's just us. But I really want to get out there and see what people think of our tunes because we like them, but, you know, we made them, so we have to. But if there's any, you know, real feedback, I think it's getting out there and having little kids tell us that we're rubbish. That's what we're looking forward to, you know, to smiling and having that real feedback. We've had on our socials, there's a lady, shout out to, I think she's in WA, which is totally other side of the country. No awareness of us, no family connection. But she jumped on a comment on Facebook or something, you know, I think it was, and she said, my daughter loves you guys. When are you coming here? And this was like, so amazing to have someone who doesn't know us to tell us that we're doing something that they like. And that's all we really want to get. Just get known and get people who have no vested interest in keeping us happy, tell us what they think. And also we do have a plan to head back into the studio in July. We've got a booking we're going to do some acoustic versions of the songs because we've never sold a CD or anything like that, but we think we'd like to maybe have a limited edition, 100 CDs or something for the people who have been around us all this time. Excuse me. And we'll just maybe put some acoustic versions of the songs with the recorded versions and make it a special sort of album that people can buy. So I mean, we've made a lot of effort into this. It costs a lot of money to put an album together, as you're probably well aware.
Yes, it does.
There's hope that maybe we can recoup some of that and some by playing live, by, you know, getting an audience. And that's our goal, you know. Who knows, do some collaborations. We'd love to get
I was about to say, board. Yeah, some collaborations would be nice. Yeah, if I could get on Bluey, if anyone out there knows anyone with Bluey, I do voiceovers and I can sing.
The thing is, we all know Bluey people because we work in radio in Brisbane. This is where Bluey is made. And I actually know Dan, who's the creator's brother. He was in one day doing a voice for us and we were chatting and he says, oh, my brother's putting this thing together. And I was like, yeah, whatever, good on him. And then didn't think much of it. And then one day I'm looking up, oh, that's that thing his brother was putting together, which is now loved by the entire globe. And so, you know.
What do you mean he's a billionaire?
Yeah, it's like finding out you missed out on Apple shares.
I know. So we'd like to play. Basically, we've got a massive country here, so we'd like to get out there. I love regional towns.
Yeah, let's
towns.
Just travel.
We want to go. Small places and just, you know, 50 kids, 20 kids, 10 kids. I'd love to be out there just having you know, that reaction and interaction with kids.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, best of luck to both of you. Thank you so much for coming on the show. It was great having you on.
Thank you.
And I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Patrick. Thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
You got it.
Till then.